Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's one of those stories that you don't want to talk about. You're sitting here and you're trying to figure out exactly what does this mean. He's Tom Withers. I'm Andy Baskin. Jeff's off today. All right. So like yesterday, was it yesterday we heard for the first time that he was doing 90 or he was doing 101 in either probably
61, yeah, or 60, 101 and a 60, right?
He was doing 101 in a 60. And then we also found out he was doing 91 in a 65 in Medina, according to the state police, and that was like last week. So there is no way I'm ever going to glorify anybody speeding. I'm not. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Now, is everyone okay? Okay, everyone's okay. And I don't know the right way to describe this type of social infraction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Public person.
Yeah.
Quarterback of the Browns.
Yeah.
High profile rookie, right? As high profile as maybe we've seen in some years. With Spider-Man with great responsibility
becomes great. Why am I forgetting?
I don't know.
With great power
comes great responsibility. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
My man. All of that. So, as the father of a son in his 20s.
Do you want me to ask you the question that I asked you on the phone call?
Go ahead.
All right. So I think this is the best way to kind of approach it. And this is just
from our standpoint.
Yeah. Just from you and I or anybody else, you know, anybody's listening that has a kid. What would you say to your kid if your kid came home with a ticket with 101 mile an hour?
I would say
speeding ticket.
DJ, we need to talk.
Over 21, though. That's a problem. So.
Yeah. Look, slow down, son. You know, what are you thinking? Nothing good can happen at 101 miles an hour with your girlfriend behind you at 90 plus in her car. You know, what are you doing, man? Slow down. You've got an unbelievable opportunity in front of you. Don't blow it. Everybody's watching your behavior on and off the field. Do the right thing. I know you felt like you were in control. All it takes is a blown out tire or somebody to swerve in your lane, and we've got a huge problem. Just slow down. It's not that hard. And I get it. And I know everybody speeds. And listen, I've been as guilty of it as anybody. I've got a speeding ticket. It happens. You find yourself in the passing lane and you look down and you're like, oh God, I'm doing 81. I better slow it down here. And here comes a trooper. So I have no choice but to slow down. But yeah, I think from a standpoint of, look, are there red flags here? I'm not going to go that far. I just think when you're given this opportunity that Shador has been given and you're in competition, competition goes off the field as well, right? It's how you comport yourself in the community. It's all the behaviors that come with being a high profile athlete and acting accordingly. So I'm not going to make too much of this, but it's poor decision making, and that's not good. And I think he needs to, you know, kind of fall on it a little bit and be accountable. And I guess he has to a degree.
Yeah, he said I made a bad decision. Can we play it again? Here we go. Let's hear it again.
I know I'll be vibing, bro.
He's just a regular kid. Like, what's wrong with
him? I'm just a little boy.
He didn't do nothing wrong. I haven't seen anything wrong.
He's talking about overall in life. You know, I made some wrong choices personally, and I got to own up to him. I made some, you know, not great choices.
He's saying that because he's an accountable person.
I learned.
So I guess it doesn't help.
Who's the other person?
Njoku, right?
It sounds
like David maybe chiming in there, which is not great because it doesn't give Shador the chance to be, you know, genuine and accountable in that situation. Not driving
101 is wrong. Okay, can we just admit that? I'm not 100% sure the second voice is.
And I know the
Browns. It's not. It's just not. It's stupid.
It is.
It's 100% stupid.
And I know the Browns aren't running from it necessarily, but they probably, you know, and I know that at least through some media sites, they've they've put out some kind of a statement and saying that Shador is going to take care of these tickets or what have you. I think it's bigger than that. I think it's bigger. I think it's to the point where,
I do too.
Especially when you're, again, you're just starting out here. We just went through the draft process with this kid where all we heard about was his off the field ways in which he didn't handle this pre-draft process properly, right? There were all kinds of, you know, and I know some of them were anonymous and all, but they were talking about how badly his interviews went, the fact that that him not hiring an agent may have a lot to do with him sliding into the fifth round, et cetera, et cetera. So get off on the right foot. And that doesn't mean stepping down on the accelerator pedal.
I think the other part of the problem that no one's talking about here too is that, I mean, his dad tried to commit suicide in his car by driving off a cliff. Does anyone remember this? I mean, Dion tried to, I mean, and Dion talks about it. He's, you know, it was back in 98, you know, he was trying to figure out, he just had things. He's, you know, looking back at a story where he said
troubled
his
life,
marriage was crumbling.
Yeah.
His father was dying and things seemed to be falling apart for him.
Yeah.
And he tried to drive his car off a cliff at 60 to 70 miles an hour is what he said. He estimated he was driving. And he ran the car off a cliff that was like a 30 to 40 foot drop. The car hit and there wasn't a scratch on him or on the car. And like, I've heard his dad preach in church before, like, and cause I did the story on him. I've told this a million times, but, down in Columbus, he used to preach in Columbus. There was a guy named Pastor Forbes down there that like a lot of athletes kind of rallied around him. And then they ended up building this beautiful, magnificent church.
Nice.
It was called the Stadium down in Columbus. And Dion would come in there and preach. And it's just like, man, you're driving 101 miles. There's just no reason for it. No. There's none. And it's just, and by the way, if it's a fifth round pick and your last name isn't Sanders and you don't play quarterback, you're one step away from getting to training camp and making another mistake and you're gone. They're like, well, we don't need the headache.
And I don't think
don't want the headache of this. Like, I guarantee you, the PR staff that came out and said he's taking care of the citations and that's the end of it.
Right.
And they don't want to have to deal with it. There's like, you know, you have a target on your back because you play for the Browns. Doesn't matter what your last name is.
Just going to say that and sorry to interrupt you, Andy. Mm-hmm. I know from a media standpoint, I know people were giving me some blowback yesterday on X, like, hey, everybody speeds. No big deal. Let it go.
So why do we have the law if everybody speeds?
Exactly. Once again, it's the media sensationalizing, et cetera. Listen. He's Deion Sanders' son, for, you know, top pick of the Browns, if you want to. I mean, I know it's the fifth round, but, you know, he's the highest profile kid they have in the building. It's public knowledge. It's going to be reported. By the way, it's another Browns quarterback, so there's that whole part of it as well.
You could make the argument he's the high. I mean, look, we all know Myles Garrett because we're in Cleveland. We know what a great football player is, but nationwide?
Highest profile pick since Johnny.
He might be the highest profile player on the team. I'm sorry. I mean,
oh, right now, that's, even right now, yeah.
Yeah, there's no. I mean,
might
I'm
be
not
the most popular player now that Nick Chubb is gone.
Yeah,
without playing a single down.
Man hasn't had played a snap yet.
Yeah,
get to your first snap. That's what I'm just saying. One day at a time. I like. Don't make headlines
get
like this. It doesn't
you.
Make
get
any
to,
sense.
Get to training camp without your name being splashed across the news for something other than football.
By the way, he has.
I know. I was just going to say, I love the fact that he's been out in the community, that he's done some things, right? He's tried to make a connection to Cleveland. That's wonderful. Slow down.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Slow down.
Where are you going at 101 miles an hour? What's there? And so what if you're late? What are they? Are you getting? What time is it?
12:25 a.m.
Yeah. Is there a curfew? I don't know. Maybe because you're a rookie. Maybe because they're in rookie.
Don't know.
So, I mean, do these rookie symposiums and these guys do their orientation sessions, this is what they talk about to these guys in these sessions.
Partly.
And when the NFL was here.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they talk about staying out of the headlines. I mean, I'm telling you. That, like, I've been to the NBA symposium before, and they get very raw and very down to brass tacks stuff that would probably get you fired if you were talking about the stuff by HR just because you were talking about it. They are unbelievably real with the rookies when they do these symposiums. And they tell them about stuff like this, and it's like, I don't. Maybe they didn't have the talk about being in the headlines for things outside of football and charity. Like the only time you ever want to see your name in the paper is that you did something fantastic in a game,
amen,
or that you've just given back to some charity. And they're like, oh man, I can't believe that guy just did that.
And this goes against everything we've been hearing, you know, filtered through the Browns about the kid since he arrived here, right? He's been really good in the building, conscientious about his work, getting along with his teammates. Seems like everybody's, you know, on his side, which is great. So don't make it worse for yourself. You're just creating problems for yourself.
Is it the end all be all that, and then that he's got two tickets, one for 101 and one for 91 in the last 2 weeks?
Of course not.
It's not. I get it. I understand where you're coming from if you're saying, why are they doing that? But it's not because there wasn't something at the end of them driving 101 or 91 miles an hour.
Thank God.
You know, it's just...
Yeah.
Ask somebody who's been hit if it's cool or not. It's not. It's not. It's, and I don't want to hear the young stuff. I don't want to hear any of that. Just... He's got to be smarter than that. Let's just hope there's no more headlines like that. I keep thinking back. I keep thinking back to last year. And if you could ask Mike Hall if he could redo his rookie season over again, what do you think he would say? That's who he should be talking to. Yeah. He should be talking to Mike Hall about that. Like, if you really want to talk, I mean, here's a guy with an unbelievable career ahead of him. Still should have an unbelievable career. Things go a little bit sideways for him in the beginning. Now, the next thing you know, does anyone really want to get called into Roger Goodell's office for something
about,
that's
about the same time last year, wasn't it?
Yes.
When he had the issue with the
Menigan said it last. Yeah. Menigan said last week. He's like, "There's only things that happen now between now and the beginning of training camp are maybe contract settlements and regrets."
Well, and you know, Coach Stefanski had this talk with those guys before they broke last week, right? That's what it's always about. What kind of message are you going to leave with your players now that they have all the free time on their hands before you guys reconvene in July? And I'm sure part of it was, hey, you know, don't be out the clubs at 4 a.m. Drive safely. Keep your nose clean. We'll see you in July.
The harder part, too, is I'm rooting for him. I am.
I am, too.
You're a fifth-round pick, man. I mean, everybody turned their back on you during the draft. Everybody did, right? No one thought that what you were in college is what you really were. That's at least, and so I am rooting for him. I am, but you're not helping yourself when you get busted, not once, but twice. I mean, it's just silly.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is that this second one came 2 weeks after he gets pulled over the first time and then doesn't show up in court. And I know he wasn't required to be there. He just had to pay the fine or what have you, but you would have thought that first one would have been a red flag to him. Like, oh geez, maybe it's not a great idea to be speeding on 71. They actually have state troopers here in Ohio. Mm.
Carl's in North Ridgeville. Hey, Carl, how are you?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I get what you're saying. I totally agree. When you're brought into the NFL and in such a controversial way as how he handled it, all eyes are on you. But I do have to bring in that I've speed. And I've done 120 down 77.
Carl, I'm not trying to be mean. I don't invest 2.5 hours to watch you play football on Sunday. I don't. And I'm not. My dreams of winning a Super Bowl aren't based on Carl. Oh my God, Carl in North Ridgeville. I got to tell you, he had that 100-yard game last week. I am the biggest fan ever.
Isn't he the sixth guy in the quarterback room?
That's true. Carl, congratulations.
Hey,
you're now the sixth quarterback. Congratulations.
Hey, I love the promotion. Thank you. I'll take the league minimum.
Goodbye, Carl. Thank you. Roman's a cat. Hey, Roman, how are you?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Good.
I find it hard to take him serious on anything. It's frustrating because even college, and I understand he's Deion's kid, but I feel like he doesn't. He's always got, you know, he's got a nice smile on him. He's always joking around and he's always laughing and stuff. But is it me or does he just not take it serious?
I don't know. Tom brought up a great point because, and I know we're, I'm not 100% sure, so I'm not going to say, but whoever was sitting there with him did not help mm-hmm. him at all. They didn't help him
True.
In that situation.
Well, and so. Roman, you make a good point too. I mean, that was kind of the knock on him in the pre-draft process was, does this kid really love football? I mean, is this kid serious about this being his career and being the, you know, face of a franchise, you know, whether he can do it from a physical standpoint or not, but does this kid have the mental makeup to be able to pull it off?
Absolutely. And you know, that's, and as Browns fans, we just want whoever the guy is to be the guy, you know? So if he comes out and lights it up and, you know, LeBron, and I know people might have said this already, he was 23 years old and got caught doing 100 in Northeast Ohio as well as a rookie, you know, or not a rookie, but, you know, at that age. So, I mean,
he turned out okay.
He turned out okay, but at the same time, he didn't have a super megastar, you know, NFL father or NBA father that he could learn these lessons from. And it's almost like Deion has tried to implement these lessons that he learned in his spotlight and put it into the kids. And it, I don't know if it's registered with Shadir. And that's the problem.
Well, we're about to find out, aren't we? Thank you, Roman. Right. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't. That interview from yesterday at the softball game, that charity softball game, didn't really help him. I heard what he said, but that was the first time. I mean, I read what he said, and then today was the first time I had a chance to actually hear
Guess what? He'll be asked about it again. Don't worry.
Oh, for sure. And and he'll be asked one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that situation will play out like that. We're going to bring in Jamel White. Interesting. He's going to join us.
His take on it would be nice. I mean,
I don't know if you – do you know Jamel's background at all? I mean, really rough. I mean, it was rough. Right? Yeah. And so I'm gonna ask him about this and the situation, because – and there's another guy that earned every yard, every penny, every practice that he ever had in the NFL. So we're going to talk to Jamel coming up here in just a few moments. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.